From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. It's been 2 weeks since a gunman shot and killed 20 children and 6 adults at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. The shooting set off a fierce debate over gun control, one that's certain to spill over into next year. In a year when multiple mass shootings have rocked the country, we've wondered just how many people are killed by guns every day in America. Turns out journalists at Slate.com were asking the same question. Now they've put together a tally of gun deaths since Newtown, displayed in an interactive on their website. As of today, that number's at 277. Dan Kois, a senior editor, says finding the numbers wasn't easy.
We were very surprised to find out that that information is really difficult to come by. The FBI and the CDC keep that data, but they're several years behind. No one is keeping track of gun deaths on a day-to-day basis at all. And so we wanted to fill that hole. We wanted to try to start to suss out that data so that people would have it as they're having this argument.
And you found your information, oddly enough, on Twitter with someone with the Twitter handle @GunDeaths.
Correct. GunDeaths is a Twitter user who, following the Aurora shootings this summer, decided to try to agglomerate information on all gun deaths in America in a real-time basis. So this Twitter user searches news reports. He has Google News searches, and he takes tips from followers about news reports about gun deaths everywhere in the country. And he then posts one tweet for each news report. I reached out to him and asked him if he would be interested in partnering with us. And he was. And I think by us creating this interactive with him and partnering with him, we expanded his reach substantially. Whereas before he had 200 or 300 people following him, now he has 3,000 or 4,000. He's collecting up numbers much more reliably than he was before.
Can you give us any more information about how you're verifying the information, how accurate you think the count is? This person is anonymous.
Well, the count is based on news reports. You know, we're not linking to random people on Twitter claiming their next-door neighbor got shot. We are linking to newspapers, to TV station news departments, to local magazines, local websites like Patch, who are all trained journalists or journalistic organizations who are writing and reporting about these deaths. And so we found that they're very accurate. The greater question is our number accurate? And the answer is no, absolutely not. One big issue that we face in collecting these numbers is the issue of suicides. It's very rare that a suicide by gun ends up in a newspaper. It's estimated that as many as 60% of deaths by gun in America in any given year are suicides. And so those numbers are almost always going to be left out of our interactive because we don't have confirmation on them.
On the website, it's pretty sobering because it's not a typical chart. Essentially, you're looking at rows and rows of male and female figures, sort of like the ones you might see on a restroom door. But each one symbolizes a person, correct?
Right. So for some of these deaths, the news reports don't have names. They're unnamed victims. Perhaps their names aren't known. Perhaps early reports don't have those names. For many of them, we do have names and ages. For all of them, we have a citation. So, for instance, right now, if you look at Christmas Eve, there are 26 gun deaths that we've cataloged so far that happened on Christmas Eve. That number, I'm sure, will increase over the days to come as more and more deaths get reported. That includes men. That includes women. It includes 2 teenagers. It includes the 2 firefighters who were killed in Webster, New York. On Christmas Day, 2 children were killed by guns that we know of so far, 10-year-old Alfred E. Gibson in Memphis, Tennessee, and 2-year-old Sincere Smith in Conway, South Carolina. According to news reports, those were both accidental shootings at home.
What's been the response from the public to this map?
I think that people are really shocked. There was a horrible toll taken in Newtown, and that number, 27 or 26 or 28, depending on who you count as a victim of guns, is a huge number and it sticks in people's minds. But people are amazed and disheartened, I think, to see that that many people were killed again in the 2 days following Newtown and killed again in the 2 days following that. And there's a real toll being taken. And I think any argument about what purpose and role guns play in American society probably needs to begin with data like this, data that is really hard to come by, which we hope we're improving every day. And I want to add that the data on this interactive is open so that anyone who wants to use this for any project that they want can.
Dan Coyce is a senior editor at Slate.com. Dan, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Audie.